The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. It was winter, and the time came for the feast of the dedication in Jerusalem. Jesus was walking in the temple area in Solomon's portico when the Jews gathered around him and said, "How long are you going to keep us in suspense? If you are really the Messiah, tell us so in plain words." Jesus answered, "I did tell you, but you did not believe. The works I do in my Father's name give witness in my favor. But you refuse to believe because you are not my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one shall snatch them out of my hand. My Father is greater than all, and what he has given me, and there is no snatching out of his hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord. This is a Franciscan feast today, the dedication of the Basilica of St. Francis of Assisi. Maybe you've been to Assisi. That's the highlight of that trip, the tomb of St. Francis, who lived over 800 years ago. The first reading talks about heaven. It's a preview of heaven. And that's why the Christian faith is a faith of joy. Joy is the infallible sign of the Christian. A Christian has only one duty, to be full of joy. And St. Francis would say, it is for the devil and his ilk, his stripe, to be sad, but for us, always to rejoice in the Lord. And the reason? The victory belongs to Jesus Christ. He it was who overcame death, sin, Satan, and hell. And if we stay with Jesus Christ, we share in the victory. But the way to that victory, remember, is the way of the cross. And that's the common denominator of everybody in this chapel today, the cross. And if you have not experienced it yet, you will sooner or later. That's why they say when you come to serve the church, well, it's necessary to love the church. Nobody should ever try to serve the church unless they love the church. You must try to do everything for the Lord because any lesser motivation is unworthy of us. But the third and maybe the most important of all is to be prepared to carry the cross, the suffering. And that doesn't sound like such happy news for most of us, but it's the reality ever since the fall of our first parents. We blame it on Adam and Eve, maybe mostly on Eve. I'm not too sure about that. But the cross, with St. Francis, the cross was front and center. St. Francis loved the church because the church gave him Jesus Christ. And he loved the church building because the church building housed the Blessed Sacrament. And he loved the Blessed Sacrament. He wasn't a priest. He stayed a deacon just before the priesthood, either because he thought the priesthood was not his vocation, or he deemed himself unworthy to push himself completely into the sanctuary. But once he did say, if he met a priest and he met an angel, he would greet the priest first. He said he was willing to kiss the hoofs of the horse that carried the priest. St. Francis is pictured, you know, with practically every animal in the zoo. But more typically, he's pictured carrying two things. In his right hand is the book of the Gospels, the life of Jesus Christ, to teach him what to do. And in the other hand is the cross, to teach him how to do it.